Martial arts, they have black belts. The military has the Navy SEALs. What about teachers? Who determines the best of the best and how are they trained? The National Academy of Advanced Teacher Education wants to be the place where the cream of the classroom go to get even better at their craft. WHYY's Avi Wolfman Aaron sat in on one of their elite teacher training sessions to learn more.
Inside a conference room at a swanky hotel in Wilmington, Delaware, about 30 teachers sit in tiered rows arranged like a mini amphitheater. A clock ticks away in the corner, and all eyes tilt toward the professor at the front of the room.
Never assume anything in my classroom. Mr. Hart, I will myself give you the facts of the case.
Okay, so that was a scene from the famous law school drama The Paper Chase. The session here is a lot friendlier, but no less serious.
What do I want the outcome to be? What should the conversation look like? What does rigorous discourse look like? Right?
Today's lesson is on group work. The tone and the structure of the conversation mimic that of a business school. But instead of digging into the details of sugarcane exports or European currency, the teachers here are getting into the nitty-gritty of their profession. For more than an hour, they pick apart a case study about a quartet of students working together in a fictional classroom.
If Billy is advocating for working by himself, at what point does that kind of conflict with Billy's ability to be successful?
Let's take that.
The National Academy of Advanced Teacher Education, or NATE, brings top teachers together from around the country for 23 days of intense instruction spaced out over 2 years. It's like the Ivy League for classroom teachers, right down to the fancy NATE crest that seems to be emblazoned on just about everything. The whole situation feels elite, and that's exactly what NATE is going for, says co-founder Deborah Levitsky.
Every other industry looks at its A players and invests in them. They know who they are and they want to keep them. In this industry, that's a radical shift, it seems, to really think about how do we invest in our talent and why does that make sense?
Teaching can feel pretty standardized. For union teachers, raises are awarded based on predictable salary schedules, and curriculum packets map out lessons to make sure they follow state standards. And professional development, says Levitsky, is often one size fits all, focused mainly on making sure new teachers can meet entry-level criteria.
Once you're 8 years in or 10 years in, the question is how do you up your game and how do you get even better?
NATE wants to be the destination for good, experienced teachers who crave more. Teachers like Sister Regina Doherty, who works at St. Malachy's Catholic School in North Philadelphia.
What more can I do with my students from pre-K through 8th grade? How can I be stretched? How can I be updated?
Doherty says that by the time you've been in the classroom for a couple decades, professional development starts to feel repetitive. And not only is it boring, it sends a message that teaching doesn't require advanced skills.
You know, everybody loves doctors. Everybody loves lawyers. They're willing to pay through the nose, you know, for the best. Well, you know what? We're the best, too, because if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have those doctors and lawyers.
NATE costs $16,000 per teacher, which is typically covered by a sponsoring school or district. Since NATE was founded in 2009, 450 teachers and 140 administrators have passed through its doors. And how does it know teachers do better after the training? Well, they don't have a lot of hard numbers other than the fact that graduates of the program are less likely to leave the profession. The organization thinks someday it can have a brick-and-mortar campus where thousands enroll each year, where the best and the brightest receive both good training and a sense of validation.
They go to a cocktail party. Oh, you're a teacher. Oh, you're such a good person. We don't confer the same level of respect on the profession as other professions. And I think that if you talk to any of our teachers, that they will say that this is the first time, and for many of them in their careers, where they feel a level of professionalism and sort of a pride in what they do day to day.
And really, that's the point. Professional development with an emphasis on that first word. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.